Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, while we're all talking about fun stuff, let's talk about what the people really want to know is how this pick affects Alex Forsythe's ability to be the starter this upcoming season. Let's talk offensive line, you guys. That's why I'm here. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to be honest, it doesn't matter like if a guard or a tackle played with Bo Nix in college, I wouldn't really think that had any sort of relation. But when you're playing with a guy that puts his hand on your butt half the game, the center forms a great relationship with the quarterback. You got to have one. But not just really timing-wise. So I really liked at the end of the season, kind of look at the offensive line, and especially the centers. If you look at the Broncos depth chart, honestly, Alec Forsythe has a great chance of starting it, and I thought they might pick a center. It's kind of 8-3. This draft is kind of where I had them going with that one. But between, I don't like Ludwanberger, Stan Mustafa, and who cares? Alec Forsythe has a legit chance of being the next starting center for the Broncos. And I like it. He's a good dude. He's great with the zone concepts. He's good at picking up double teams when it comes to pass pro. I think he's a stud.
I was just going to say that I'm excited now for the offseason to see how this goes, even though Nix wasn't my ideal pick. I mean, it'll be interesting to just see how this all plays out in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it works out. But yeah, I think Ross is right. Like the experience and having Forsythe there, that's a good chemistry deep dive talking about that sort of thing. I think he probably would have went a little bit higher in the draft, but I think he was pretty nicked up and had some off-season surgeries or whatever. But yeah, there's a good chance that he starts over Wattenberg. And I think functional strength and just core strength is pretty important for the center position. And I think that he's got the edge on Wattenberg in that regard. So
yes, Wattenberg was definitely serviceable at the times that he filled in for Cushenberry last year. And one thing, I still disappointed that the Broncos weren't able to hold on to Cushenberry, but when the Titans are going to give him money like that, it's very understandable why he's not in the blue and orange anymore. And I'm very happy for him that he got a heck of a payday. That's, you know, that's the funny thing, how the league works. It doesn't matter how you did in your first 3 years, but in your fourth, in your contract year, if you play at fall out like that. You're going to get paid.
Especially having multiple different offensive line coaches too. And then this last rookie contract year, he saved his best for last. And when it comes to any position group, especially offensive line, you want to have continuity there with the coaching and the scheme and the concepts that you're running. And happy for Lloyd.
I'm glad you bring him up too, because Zach, the new offensive line coach that, former Saint that Sean Payton brought in, he did a pretty bang up job last year. I was very happy with what I saw. Definitely the best offensive line coach the Broncos have had since Mike Munchak. I don't think anyone's going to top him, because Mike Munchak is a genius when it comes to coaching the offensive line position. But I think that's why I'm hoping the Broncos use one of their fifth round picks to draft a center or offensive lineman and really develop him, just to get a little bit more depth on that line. And honestly, I was kind of hoping they were going to trade Garrett Bowles this year. Not that I don't like Bowles. Obviously, he's not the most consistent of tackles, but he definitely was a top 12 offensive tackle. I'd say that pretty confident. Top 15. Let's go with that. I keep walking myself back. I know that's not great, but he could have gotten some good value. He's going to be serviceable and good, but I just don't. He has like a 2 more year shelf life, I believe. And so it would have been good to pick someone else up.